Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rudy May. Pitching for the California Angels, Rudy May. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Brandt for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi takes first base on ball four. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Palfrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick takes first base on ball four. Johnson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into center field. Pearsall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pearsall. Johnson scores. Warwick goes all the way around to score. Adair moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Rudy May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Shaw moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brandt. The throw from Rogers and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt scores. It's 3-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 1 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Pearsall. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bulfari goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Warwick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Fregosi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Fregosi moves to second. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Brown reaches second base with a double. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 1 in the game. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally moves to second. Aubrey Gatewood now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. McNally moves to third. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smith for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Warwick takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Brown reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Warwick goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Orioles. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Kopp pinch hits for Aubrey Gatewood. Joe Kopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kopp strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken McBride now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brandt hits a pop-up towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bulfari takes first base on ball 4. Aparicio moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock strikes out. One out. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adair moves to second. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brandt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Adair scores. Brown moves to third. It's 8-0, Orioles. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bulfary hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fregosi takes first base on ball 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to third. Fregosi moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Angels nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Warwick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Adair reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 3 in the game. Knupp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with McNally covering, for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schall hits a line drive towards the mound. McNally reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power pinch hits for Ken McBride. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and California Angels, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.